I'm on.
She's on.
I'm on. Okay, I gotta situate this thing. Al, is that our... Al, is that... Is this our new... Okay. All right. If you need to find anything about me, any of this, New Age Christian Church, all of my websites, I now have a group of websites now. Go to carolpate.com. So any of you that are interested, go on the website. And as Al says, it doesn't cost anything to be a member. It doesn't cost anything to sign up. And it gives you information. Okay? Let's see. The other thing is David Warren is coming in 2 weeks on a Friday.
2 weeks from today.
Is when he's coming. If you that are interested, talk to Carol and you can sign up. And he's very, very good. He helps to move energies. He removes blockages from your energy pathways. And he's really quite good. So I do recommend him. He's a good chiropractor overall. So if you need him to break your bones, it'll work. He's very good at breaking bones. No. Okay, any questions or any areas that you would like to go into? Yes, ma'am.
What is the difference between the spirit and the soul?
None.
Okay, it's the same thing.
Same thing. Okay. Yes. Your soul is what people talk about as being spirit or a ghost or a haint or whatever. But it is, in fact, your soul. And that's why they say in the Bible, unclean spirits. You've left your physical body and you are unclean because you have not gone into the light and you are still earthbound.
And that's just that different from being
unclean is unclean. Outer darkness is the unclean. The unclean is dealing with not being cleansed by the light. Children, in particular, very often, well, all of us can all be born out of the outer darkness, in which case we come in with our baggage, and if we have emotional hang-ups or fears or whatever the case may be, we can be born back in with all of that. When we go into the light, we get cleansed from all of that. If you are born out of the outer darkness, or you're unsure you are born out of the outer darkness, because it can happen to anyone. It doesn't mean you're bad or good or any of those things, okay? It just means you didn't go into light for one reason or another. You can ask that while you are sleeping, that the band of mercy take your soul into the light and have it cleansed with Christed light, Christed truth, and whatever is deemed appropriate in the name of Jesus Christ, and return you back to your body and reinstitute your soul fully into the body and seal it. And it will be done.
That's on the website, and I have done that.
And? reinstituted the soul fully. I ask that my soul be reinstituted into my body and sealed. It gets rid of autism. If it's real autism, it will get rid of the autism. No.
Is Asperger's a horrible autism?
It doesn't appear to be. But I have seen it work with sociopaths.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Now, with autism, you say it's like better get it before you're 6 or
something. It helps because after the age of 6, a lot of the programs that they have enlisted for their own protection are set in. Okay? It's harder for those programs to be deleted.
You mean the individual?
Yeah, the individual. Yeah. Now, I had a young woman that was a sociopath. She had all, and she also had bipolar and some other problems. And I asked her permission to go ahead and have her cleansed in the light while she slept and did this formula. She came back and her sociopathic tendencies were gone. They were gone. Well, she didn't really do it for that purposes because she really liked being a sociopath. Well, when you're a sociopath, you are absolutely free to do whatever you want. Yeah, there's nothing to hinder you. There's no conscience. So, I mean, it's a huge freedom. So she was actually embarrassed. The weird thing about it was when she came back with a young woman that she had befriended that she actually paid for her reading. Uh-uh, not this woman. Uh-uh. And I went, oh my God, it worked. I said, you have a conscience now. She said, yeah, I do. Now, I haven't heard from her. She's going to come see me. I haven't heard from her in about almost 2 years.
Now, is that the cause for sociopathic behavior is not being sealed, not being in the body, covered with salt, spirit?
That's a good question. I don't think that's it, although it could lean into that. Let me ask and see if I can, I don't know. All I know is I thought I'd try it and it worked. Who knew? Okay, let me see. Yes, there's a bleed. There's a bleed in through here, base of the skull. It's like the soul is kind of like not thoroughly connected into the electrical circuitry of the brain. That's what they said. So that's why it works. I wonder what else it would work on. I have no idea. Find out.
What about addictions?
No, it's by choice.
Reason.
Yeah, but you can ask that those addictions, you can ask the Archangel Michael to remove demons of those basic addictions in the name of Jesus Christ to place them into protected sanctuary. The Archangel Michael and his legion. Actually, their addicted personality is more of a carryover of programs, bad programs. It's really not a malfunction of the brain. Yes?
So, when you said that being born in the outer darkness, one of the hindrances, you had to be going through the mind.
Correct.
So could a lot of people that are having the addiction problems be...
It would help.
In the outer darkness?
Yeah, it could help. And you could ask that it be cleansed from them while in the light.
And you have to ask their permission?
Yes, absolutely.
Can you ask them while they're on
sound mind? I don't know that.
While they're under an influence.
While you're drunk, can I please ask?
Because I know you won't remember tomorrow.
I mean, that's kind of a pertinent question.
It would be wise that you ask that those addictions be cleansed from you. It can't hurt. I can't say yes, but it can't hurt. I don't know to what extremes this can do. But experiment and then let me know. Yes, and it depends upon their lessons. It could well be that this could, it would not be allowed because they need that lesson to overcome. And then again, it might be allowed because that's the only way they're going to overcome it. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of potential there.
I mean, what if someone is constantly strung out and they're always under the influence?
If they give you permission to pray for them, you can do what you need to do.
Does they remember it or not?
Yes. But you're going to say, do I have, while they're, you do have to say, do I have permission to pray for you? And if they say, what do you want to pray for? For your health, for your betterment, whatever. It has to be within the range of truth. Can't lie. It won't work. No, that won't work. Can't do that. But there are people that would do that. You know, and you can't do that. Yes?
Speaking of families, we tend to be all day today. This lovely woman I'm going to be friends. And the band of mercy scared her because she was in the bed, and you said, those human band of mercy, elaborate on that. And do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. Of course I do.
She doesn't remember it.
Sometimes they're not always pleasant looking. Sometimes they're not always 100% human. Okay?
What's the other sentence?
She doesn't want to talk about it. I don't get it.
I'm just curious.
She was scared, and you said, oh, I mean the human band.
Yeah, she was scared. She was really scared.
Okay. Sometimes there are ETs that do get lost. They do die physically, and their souls do get caught in our outer darkness. In which case, some of those have also joined the Band of Mercy to help others of their kind. And sometimes they are not terribly pleasant to look upon. And sometimes they're just downright scary. Yeah. So when working with children, I do try to clarify, please, just human and mercy.
I see.
Okay.
You don't want the other just you said your prayer periodically.
I did.
Well, see.
Oh, it's the first of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the first of the year prayers. Yeah. Carol, do we have any of those sheets still? the first of the year prayer. I have to remember all of them. One is to, if you should pass, make sure you ask the band, you give the Band of Mercy permission to take you directly into the light in the name of Jesus Christ. They have that permission then throughout the entire year. It's kind of like spiritual insurance. And it's not heartproof. So, yeah, it works. No, it's not Obamacare. Yes.
Can you ask your source to give you your information, pictures, whatever, in near time so that you
No. Yeah, you always give, thank you. Give your guardian angel full permission to protect you in any ways they deem appropriate in the name of Jesus Christ.
Can you do it for your children? You're back on your children?
If they're under the age of 13. Otherwise, they have to do it for themselves. Grown children. What's the other? Those two? Pardon? Oh, okay. Oh, good. She made some cleansing of the soul. Good.
Is it listed under the New Year prayer?
Should be.
Is it absolutely 100% necessary to say it out loud?
Yes. Always.
With your palms? Could you explain again why?
Years and years ago, when I started working with the Band of Mercy and with all of these, I asked them, I said, why are we supposed to do this when we've been taught to put our palms up, open palms, when I was always taught to pray with closed palms? And they said, you're closing off your prayer, you're opening and sending it with your palms outward. So I went, okay.
So like this, not like this.
Like this.
Does it matter if they're like this? I mean, as long as they're
It's out. Actually...
I've been doing it. I've always done it, so I've been doing it.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Like this range?
You're just not supposed to... You're not supposed to... yeah, this range. You're not supposed to close your prayer.
Okay.
All right, tone. Recording. Okay. Get a little wild around here.
In regards to
no, you can pray for peace. You can pray for that there is a spiritual awakening among people, but these are prayers. You have no real authority with this because it's all individual. Let me bring something out for all of you. Okay, I've done it before. I think maybe not. Please understand, this is not a place for peace on earth. This is not a place called heaven. This place is a place of learning. You cannot learn with absolute peace and everything being harmonious and this being heaven. If you want heaven, you're going to have to die. Okay? That's right. That's right. So, if you want to pay for, if you, it's all right. Yeah. But if you really, I really think maybe you should, if you want to do a good prayer, pray that people wake up. That would be good. Because this planet is really and truly asleep. This planet is strung out on the material and on greed. And I would really, I really hope that you would pray that that be shown to people, and that they have an awakening, and that they understand that this is a place of learning, and it's a place of God and Christ. And to call upon God, and to choose your master. If you want the material world, you've got Satan right there. If you want the spiritual world, you have to call upon Christ. Then you can overcome this place, the material world. There is no other way. And in truth, this is a very spiritual and magical place. It's made up of energy, for Pete's sakes. And it's God energy. And you just have to learn how to work with it. You learn how to work with it. There's absolutely nothing to fear. It's all about lessons. You worried about the radiation? Don't worry about the radiation. This planet is not going to get wiped out. Why? Because it is a gigantic university, all the way down to kindergarten. Something will come into effect. This place will be spared. And if it is your time to pass, it's your time. It's okay. You can't die. You're immortal, for Pete's sake. You're forever. Come back and do it again. Get it right. Yeah. Any last minute questions? Because we're winding down.
I'm not really.
No, they've taught me to go like this. This is what they, this is what my guides and the teachers have taught me, like this. You don't have to measure it. Don't overthink it. Just where it's relaxed. And if you got something coming at you, you may want to do that.
Is it the power in the palm or the power out?
Both. You're welcome. Okay, we ready to do a gigantic, huge circle that I don't know that we're going to be able to.